Masechet Baba Kama Perek Tet Mishnah Het. In the last Mishnah we spoke about a Shomer Hinam, a watcher who was given property to look over, and he claimed that that property was lost. He will talk about if he claimed that the property he was given was stolen. Mishnah says, Hechan Pikdoni. One person says to the other, where's the Pikadon? Where's the deposit? The piece of property that I gave to you to watch over for me. Amar lo nignav. And the Shomer replied, it was stolen. If it was stolen, we're talking about a Shomer Hinam in this case, he would not be obligated to return it or to pay anything to the original owner of the item. Then the original owner of that item says, Mashbi'acha ani. He says, swear to me that the item was stolen. Ve'amar amen. And the Shomer said, amen. The amen over here is as if he swore himself. And then afterwards, witnesses came and they testified that the Shomer wasn't stolen from him, but he was the thief himself. He stole it. He took the item. He claimed someone else stole it, but really, it's still by him. We say, Meshalem tashlume kefil. That thief, the Shomer in this case, would have to pay the double payment that a regular thief would have to make. We're learning from here that if he swears that it was stolen and then witnesses testify later on that it was not stolen, that he's treated like a regular thief and he has to pay the kefil, the double payment for the item. But Mishnah continues, Hoda me'atzmo, but if he confessed on his own later on that he stole it, Meshalem keren ve'homesh ve'asham. He has to pay the principal and then the 1/5 payment and the asham offering. He would not have to pay the double payment, the kefil, because that's considered to be a knas. And the halakha is that a person's confession could not obligate him to pay that type of fine. So what we see from here is he's meshalem tashlume kefil. If witnesses testify about him that he actually stole it, he would not have to pay that extra fifth or the asham offering. But if he admitted it on his own, then he would have to pay the keren and homesh and the asham.